America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Start up, start up. Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, start up, start up. They making noise. Start up. Start up, start up, start up, start up, start up.
Episode 165. This is the Brooklyn Boys.
Yes, it is. And we are the Brooklyn Boys.
And we're a podcast.
Yeah, technically, if you look up podcasts, we are. I'm Brody, he's Skeery.
And we're not a broadcast, we're a podcast.
Right, so no rules.
There are none. You know, you would think that we'd be bound by the FCC.
Nope.
Couldn't fucking curse.
Right, FCC spells fuck. Fuck.
But, you know, I gotta say that there's been some times recently on the big show where I have to catch myself from cursing because I'm so comfortable. I'm so used to doing this podcast where we could just say what's on our minds and be completely like forthright about what we want to say that I have to now dial it back. You know, a few weeks ago on the air.
You have a potty mouth.
I cursed on the air. I said, fuck.
When was that? Because Elvis cursed also.
And Danielle did too.
Yeah, like Elvis said fuck.
Elvis said shit. We had to dump out. We had to hit the dump button. We have like a delay where we're, you know, the show is kind of like, 14 seconds ahead. And we just hit that button to catch it, you know. Well, that's like the in behind the elephant in the circus where they had the bag that catches the crap so the elephant doesn't shit on the floor, or the horse.
This is an analogy, right? You're making an analogy somewhere.
Yes.
Here.
Yeah. That's what the dump button is. It catches
literally the dump.
It catches the crap before it hits the floor. So, I've been finding myself a little too free spirited. I got to dial it back. I got to reel it in a little bit because I got to remember, we're on the radio, but here we're not.
Well, I got beeped about a month and a half ago. We were talking about Big D Energy.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. Remember we were talking about Big D Energy or something?
Yes,
and I said,
yes.
Yeah. And I said something about, one is an attitude and one's when you have a big penis, a big one or something like that. Whatever it was, I said, it was obviously a big dick reference. And I you can't say that. And I don't know why. I've never been beat before.
Uh-oh. I think it happened. My microphone's falling apart.
Oh my God. That's $80,000. Get it. This is what happens when Skeery buys expensive equipment that's really shitty because he got fooled by the slogans and the marketing.
Oh, no.
My microphone was $129.
Okay.
Listen.
Okay. Oh, shit. Oh, no. It fell.
Another $100,000.
I'm holding my... Dude, my mic boom. My
boom!
Mic,
your mic went boom.
No, you understand. My mic boom...
I understand.
...has a C-clamp attached to my desk, the back of my desk, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm not even joking with you. I went to go move the boom arm. Hold on. No, Brody, you don't understand what's going on.
I understand.
Right now.
Your boom arm went boom. I understand.
And it's been like this for 5 years. And now all of a sudden, it literally, the C-clamp came off. I'm holding the arm with my right arm, and I'm holding the microphone with my left hand. Otherwise, the whole thing's going to fucking collapse. You got to, hold on, vamp for a second. Hold on.
Vamp, okay, go ahead, yeah, I'll vamp. So vamping means, you know, kill time, make up stuff. So here's the thing. I paid, about $18 for my boom arm clamp on eBay. No, Amazon. I got it on Amazon. And the microphone was $129, but that was a gift from Elvis, the big boss, the man. So really, it didn't cost me anything. So really, I just spent like, you know, $18 plus tax on eBay. And I used, on Amazon. I didn't spend a lot. So I guess you get what you pay for, but in this case, you get what you don't have to pay too much for, because my boom arm's not coming off, and it's attached to a bridge table, a little folding table, in the basement as I'm sitting next to a broken washing machine that hasn't been taken out yet. They're coming Saturday, take the washing machine out. Yeah, I'm still vamping, Scary.
All right, here's what I gotta do.
I know what you gotta do. You gotta write a check for another 10 grand.
No, I gotta switch to mic two, I think.
Mic two.
I have a second mic.
You're doing a two-camera shoot there? What are you doing? Two-mic shoot?
Brody, it's not a joke anymore, Brody.
It is to me. We're doing a podcast.
My arm is falling off.
Yeah.
My arm is falling off.
Yeah. Right now, he's thinking about how he's going to finance the new microphone. But, you know, he makes the big money with no family, so he gets to put it all in the bank, which goes into his $4.9 million home stereo system there, sound system.
We're going to have to pause this. No,
we're not going to pause it. I'm having a ball here. Not every episode is like this. But this is real because we just let it roll. This isn't some canned, high-produced TV star doing a podcast. You know, there's a lot of those. Movie stars, someone gives them a podcast. Well, they say, you can do a podcast, sit in front of this microphone and talk. This is real. This is two idiots doing a podcast. I'm in my basement, and my equipment is working fine. Hello, check 1, 2. See, it works fine. Scary, come on, man, you're embarrassing us. Can't you talk into your iPhone or something, or is that broken too?
Brody, you understand.
I understand. Could you talk closer to the mic? I'm sorry. Get on the floor and talk into the mic. Yeah, I know. Keep vamping. So let me tell you a story. I was driving home today from a place out west of where I live, and you have to get off the main road, and you have to turn onto another main road and make a left to get on the major highway to get home. So while I'm at the intersection to make the right, I look behind me because the car behind me is really close. So it catches your eye in the rearview mirror. And I notice there's a very attractive woman in the car behind me in a white SUV, long brown hair. I think it was brown, dark hair. And I look, you notice when someone's very attractive, and you can't see the person in front of you because the seat's in the way and you can't see their face. But behind you, I'm giving you a little advice here now, a little Brody tip. You can always see the person behind you. So when you're behind someone, don't do what the person did. When you're in front of someone, have a blast. So I glance down, I look at the traffic, I look to my left, this car's still coming. I look back to this very attractive woman to see if her car has gotten any closer to me. And now she is picking her nose. Suddenly, I'm reminded that even attractive people pick their nose, but it ruined the illusion for me. Now, Scary has said before, we'll ask him when he comes back, that he doesn't mind when a hot girl pees in a pool, but if like an ugly guy pees in a pool, he gets out. Like the hot girl pee is different. I'm wondering if hot girl boogers are different. So if a hot girl picks her nose, if she's still hot. Right? There was one time, if you listen in order, you've heard this. I don't know what episode it was. Where Scary talked about, I think it was an exchange student or it was a new employee. It was a temp employee maybe that was helping out being a executive assistant for our boss. And very attractive. I think she was Russian. Didn't speak to a lot of people. She was kind of kept to herself. But everybody said, oh, that girl's very attractive. Well, she blew up the bathroom, smelled it up pretty badly. And when she came out, the bathroom stunk. We had a one-stall bathroom in our studios. And after that, Scary said, oh, she's not hot anymore. She stunk up the bathroom, in which case all the women were like, what are you talking about? All people stink up the bathroom. Nah, it ruined it for me. So hot girl pee is fine. Hot girl stinking up the bathroom, no good. Place your bets now. Think about what Scary's answer is going to be when I'm going to retell him the story in a shorter version and see what he says about hot girl finger in the nose. Okay?
Brody, hang out, man. Hang out.
I'm hanging out. I'm in my bay. It's cold down here.
I'm switching microphones. I can't fucking do
this. Check mic two.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to stay with mic two. I got no choice. I just switched mics, so I'm on mic two now.
Oh, you're on the $4,000 mic.
Yeah. What? Wow. Jeez. This one has a mic stand. The other one has the boom.
Anyway. So here's what you missed. Among other things, I berated you and put you down and then promoted our podcast.
Great.
But I told a story, and I left it up to the slices to write down their responses to how they think you're going to respond to this story. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So the short version is I was driving in my car earlier today. I dropped my daughter off and I was driving home and I had to make a right onto a main road to a lot of cars coming. And I looked at the car behind me, which was really close on my bumper. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that it was a white SUV and inside the SUV was a very attractive woman. Long, brownish, dark hair. Very attractive woman from what I could see from the steering wheel up.
Right.
Right. For her head. It was a very attractive face, long hair.
You recognize the girlie from the back of her head?
No. I don't get that reference. What song
is
that?
It's a Beastie Boys song.
Oh, right. Get from the back of Yeah, okay. Sorry.
Brody, what kind of Brooklyn boy are you?
I wasn't thinking for a second. Okay. So, a lot of cars are coming from my left side. I keep looking over my shoulder, looking over. I can't make the right turn yet. So, I look back. And the girl, the very attractive woman, is picking her nose.
Ugh.
And so I told the story. I reminded everyone your history. You don't mind hot girl pee. When the hot girl blew up the bathroom at the office, she was no longer hot. So it's 50-50 now. I don't know where your line is. If you see a hot girl pick her nose, is she still hot because everybody does it? Or is she no longer hot? Now hold your answer because I had everybody vote. So
do they lock in their answers? Is this
they were supposed to lock in their answers.
Okay. All right. So you want to know my
history?
Answer?
Could go either way.
Hot girl?
Hot girl, finger in the nose.
Still hot.
Okay.
Hot or snot?
Yeah.
Snot.
Yes. No, wait. So she's not hot?
No, she's not. No, it's not that she's not hot. She's still hot.
She's still hot.
Yeah, it's hot snot.
So she's thought.
She's
thought.
Yeah.
Still hot. Thought.
Yeah.
But not a thought. A thought.
Yeah.
A thought's something different.
She's.
Okay.
She's a booger beauty.
Yeah, you picked a good one there, Skip.
Hi-oh, so did
bring her to parties, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, that's what I thought you'd say?
Yeah, of course you knew that's what I would say. I know
P is fine, boogers now we've learned okay.
You know where, you know me, come on.
Yeah, yeah,
all
okay.
All right.
Sorry, your line of blowing up the bathroom, okay.
Wow, you know, that was a little
your mic sounds like shit. Sorry, you always say that to me, so I'm saying it to you.
You're a dick. Actually, sounds pretty good, I think. But anyway, whatever.
It sounds all right.
So,
it's for you.
I think we should move on to some things. We have a litany of things to get to.
Oh, like so that? Many things.
How about that? That's an SAT word for you, Brody.
Litany's good. Litany's good. You know what? I feel like we need to address the complaint. But by addressing the complaint, the irony of it is we would be feeding into the complaint.
It would be ironic.
So that because it's ironic, and we've talked about irony on this podcast, I feel like we should address
find it.
Okay, so let me set the story up.
Okay, go ahead.
Sometimes early on in the podcast, even though we talk about a million things, I like to, you know, get off my chest sometimes when there's a problem with some listenership on an episode or two. That's not me, you know, going crazy over ratings, but I notice sometimes, like for instance, the episode two episodes ago, we recorded ourselves on the stereo app.
Yeah.
And we turned it into a podcast.
Yeah.
And we put a message at the beginning saying, this is us on the stereo app.
Yeah.
We used phones, not microphones,
correct,
and it's not what we do normally.
Right.
We
made it very clear that was out of the ordinary, and you're not gonna hear that again like that.
Right.
Well, this person decides to go to Apple Reviews on Apple Podcasts.
Yep.
Says, I cannot listen to the new format. Oh my God, the interactive podcast is terrible. I loved past tense, the podcast up until this. The confusion and noises are so annoying. That's from Love Crush Beauty. Hey, Love Crush Beauty, thanks for crushing a beautiful podcast by giving it less than 5 stars. It's not a new format. It was just an aberration, a diversion.
It was a bonus. We were on vacation.
We weren't even supposed to be giving you a podcast.
This is what we get for being nice, Scary. This is why I always say we shouldn't be nice.
I think we should take away the dessert next time.
Yeah. But hey, listen, love crushed beauty.
Yeah.
And by the way, I don't know if you were the girl behind me picking your nose because, you know, she was definitely a love crushed beauty behind me. I don't think it's fair to review our entire podcast history over one episode you didn't like.
Right.
Because you didn't go when you liked it for 163 episodes, 162.
I got to tell you something, Brody. Now we're falling into a trap.
The trap.
The trap is because we have a second complaint. And
this is where the irony comes in. And we know our listeners, you guys, slices, you love irony.
I know.
Not coincidence.
The thing is, this person gave us 1 star on Apple Podcasts because they say that all we do now is talk about our ratings on Apple Podcasts. And they say that get back to the content and enough with the ratings talk. And they say this is now a podcast about getting ratings. Well, right now we're falling into that trap. It's kind of like a hellish vortex now that we can't get ourselves out of.
It's like Inception. We can't talk about her comment unless we talk about the comments. So I'm not sure how.
And then we'll move on.
2 or 3 minutes of talking about how a few episodes ago, like whatever episode it was, 161, whatever it was, it's really an unlistened to episode to the point where I renamed it Listen to This Podcast. So if you haven't, please go back and listen.
Right, well,
but that's not an hour. We do an hour and 10 minutes of podcast. I'm not sure how 3 minutes is.
This person they want to hear more of us being funny and less of us content. So we will now move on, okay?
That's
but
fine.
Please,
we're moving
no
on.
More 1 star ratings. Don't
we're
be
moving
assholes.
On. All right.
You know,
Dude, you know what? Leave a 5 star when you like us. Anyway, moving on.
All right. Can I apologize to some,
go ahead. I accept your apology. Go ahead.
Now, on the big show, it's not really an apology. It's more of just, I'm woke. I'm more woke than I was before.
First of all, should not use that word.
Well, it's too late. I did.
All right.
Give me 1 star for that, all right?
Yeah, 1 star. Oh, Scary always talks about being woke. One star.
Two things happened in this restaurant I was at with my friends a few nights ago. The first thing is I noticed a family of like 6 people hanging out, having a great time. And then there was like a 9-year-old girl or so on an iPad at the end of the table that from beginning to end of the 2-hour meal had her big clunky headphones on and was watching an iPad, watching her cartoons.
Right.
Did not participate in the family dinner at first glance. And I did preface this by saying, listen, I'm not a parent. I don't know any better.
Right.
Which now proves to be true after I learned later that rather than criticizing and assuming something that she just was, that the parents were allowing her to get away with, you know, that and not participating in dinner and she's not going to develop her social skills, I later found out that if you're a child living with autism, that may be the only way that you're going to be able, you know, they can get through dinner is by,
right.
That's her pacifier and that's just the way that it has
100%
to be.
Right.
So I
accept.
But so hold on. So for those people, so a lot of people like you shouldn't judge. Now, I want to say one thing. I wasn't fucking judging. I was just making an observation. I'm allowed to make an observation of what I'm seeing. Now, I did preface it by saying, I don't want to jump to conclusions, but it appears to me on the surface, that's a shitty parent, but didn't know. And we don't know either way, Brody.
But the thing is people didn't text in with, you know, another possibility.
Right. They didn't say that.
You're an idiot. You don't know. You're insensitive. Here's the thing. If I see somebody trip and fall, right? If you watch a video, right? Let's say somebody sends you a YouTube video or a TikTok video of a guy on a skateboard and he slams into a pole. You might laugh and go, that's funny, hit him all. But then, you know what? How would you feel if somebody like next to you at work was like, you know, he could have vertigo.
He could. Yeah, he could have vertigo.
He could have an equilibrium problem. He could be deaf in one ear.
Right.
And it throws off his ear drum has exploded. Right. And it throws off his beard.
But
you make
fun
of
him. There's 2 sides to every fucking coin. So maybe she was living with autism.
Right,
or
but
maybe she wasn't.
It's fair to say, here's what you do. You're an adult and you draw a line and you say, I guess he's commenting if they're bad parents that he's noticing it.
Right.
Look, I have 3 kids. When my kids were younger, I don't believe there were iPads out when they were first born. But as our kids got older, we'd go to restaurants. We had friends with kids. They would give their kids their cell phones and their iPads to keep them busy and shut them up so they could have a conversation.
Were those kids living with autism, Brody?
No, they were not.
Okay, well, there you go. Well, that's the segment of the audience I was judging. Right.
And look, I don't know if that makes you a bad parent, because as a parent, sometimes you just want to have a quiet meal.
It's kind of shitty because you're not having family time.
Well,
you know,
again, you're not a parent.
You're teaching awful manners early on.
You're not a parent. There are times when the best thing you can do is entertain your child. However, you know, back in our day when we were kids, we sat there and liked it. So there's a lot of different ways to look at it. The point of your conversation is you don't always have to go for the worst case scenario.
You don't.
And I
of course, do you think that I would be that much of a dick to know that if she was living with autism, that I would say something like that? No. So
it's fine to inform people that they might be wrong.
Right.
It's not okay to shit on them because you think they had to be wrong.
Correct.
That's all.
And people were like, "You're judging." And I'm like, "I'm not judging."
Well,
I'm
judging the parents. So what they did was they said, "No, you're judging the child."
But either way, we don't know. Either way, again, two sides to every coin. We don't know if they were just being
right. Don't assume it's the lackluster that you're being parent. A dick.
Right. I'm not. You're right. Exactly. Because you don't know what the situation was.
Right. Anyway, so then move.
Whatever.
That's it. That's
whatever.
All.
Yeah. Okay. We're done with that.
Criticism. Blah.
The part two of the story was I felt bad because of the poor schlub sitting near the door. Holy shit. Let me tell you, and you've all been in this situation, and Brody, I want to know what you would do in this situation. I'm
the
sure
opposite.
You,
the absolutely opposite. Opposite.
So this guy looked like he was out on a first date with this woman, and they were sitting right next to the door, and sure enough, someone gets in, or panhandler, I think he's hired help, to be quite honest, with a bunch of roses, and he starts approaching tables to buy roses. He's not approaching me and my four jabroni friends, but he goes right to the table next to us where there was the guy and the girl, and the poor schmuck was stuck. It's a stuck schmuck.
Yeah.
Hashtag stuck schmuck.
Oh, by the way, not a Dr. Seuss book.
When you, because the guy obviously goes to the woman. Oh, look. And she goes, oh, it's pretty roses. And of course you got to buy it at that point. $5, $10, fork it over, please. So he looked at her. She was admiring the roses. Then the guy looked at him and then he pulled out his wallet, handed him $5. And the guy gave, sold him the rose, and then the guy moved on. Which, by the way, again, I do think that this guy is in business with the restaurant. The guy who showed up at the rose.
Right, it's like the balloon guy.
Right,
comes
exactly.
And makes a balloon.
But how do you get out of that at that situation if you're on a date and you want to impress the girl? And I felt a little bad for him because I feel like back in the day I was in that situation too.
Do you want me to give you the sensitive guy response or the dick response?
You give me them.
I'll go with the dick response because it's funnier. But know that it's a joke. You're buying her dinner. You don't need to buy her a rose.
Hi-oh. Okay.
No. Okay. I'm not assuming he's paying for dinner. Blah blah blah. Okay. You should spend the $5 on the rose, or you could say to her, "Would you like a rose?" Because this is a great test. If she says no, I'm fine, and looks at the guy and says, "Thank you so much, but I'm okay," then you're golden. Then you got a winner.
Yeah.
If she says, "Oh, you know what? Oh, I would love one." That's okay, too.
Now I think she's in business with the guy, with the rose guy.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Mike, come by with the roses. This sucker's buying me dinner, and he'll buy me a rose also. Let's say it's a hot day. Let's say you're in a car with a top down in July, and you got a girl.
Crumb spinning?
Yeah, you're on a date with the girl in your convertible. The top is down. You come to a red light, and some guy comes over and says, "Bottle of water, $2. Are you obligated to buy her a bottle of water for $2?
I don't know about that.
You're giving her a ride in the convertible. Do you still order the $2 water?
Yeah, but you want to impress her, right? So you buy the $2 water. It's hot out.
Or you give the guy $2 and say, "You know what? We don't need the water, but buy yourself something nice. You do good work." You could be not to be that guy.
Maybe you buy $5. So you're trying to say this guy should have brought him the rose? Say, "Hey, here's
a..." No, I'm saying like every situation, somebody can walk up and try to panhandle you.
Yeah.
The rose thing is always an awkward moment. But what I would say is the woman should say,
Well,
you say to her, would you like a rose? Would you like one?
Her face lit up like a Christmas tree.
Well, then you're screwed.
Saw the rose. Well, exactly. And he was screwed. He forked over the money. And
she thinks she's on The Bachelorette.
He got the rose. She got the rose, and that was it. But, it's really an interesting you're right. It is a test. It's up to her at that point to realize, oh, this guy's in a bad predicament right now. So I'm gonna save the day by saying, you know what? They look nice. I don't really want a rose. I'm good.
Yeah. I think you have to ask her. And if she says, if it's okay, I'd love one. So if it makes her happy, fine. On the other hand, she's clearly spending your money. Like, she's like, oh, I'll take a rose. I don't know. I blame that guy.
Yeah.
But he's got to make a living. But
yeah. The worst is when you're out in the street doing that, because they can just roll up on you, and now they sell you anything. It's not just roses.
You need a beaded car seat.
Tableside dining outside. Outdoor dining lends itself to nothing
but
that.
Did you say tableside dining?
I meant outdoor dining. I'm sorry.
You sit next to the table. Oh, I got a great view of the table from here.
Sorry, I'm a little thrown because of my microphone. My mic one is on the floor right now.
I went to dinner the other last Saturday, just past Saturday. Well, I didn't go to dinner. My buddy Jeff we went out to, I'm not going to say where it is, but we went to a big Italian restaurant, right?
A bottle of red, a bottle of white? Where did you get there?
Nope, it's a place that I think you've been to, but please don't guess. And they have outdoor seating, and they have... In addition to the restaurant, they have additional types of businesses attached in one large building. Okay? That's it. So we go and we get dessert. They have like a dessert, like almost like a bakery next to the restaurant. So we go and I get a cannoli and a sfogliatelle.
Sfogliatelle.
And we go and we sit outside, right? Because we don't want to sit inside. And we sit outside.
We know that.
Right. And they're big round tables. Now, it's a long, so the front of this place is really long. Could be like 200 feet wide. And it's a long patio, almost like a porch that goes across the whole front of the restaurant. Right? And there's outdoor heating lamp. Okay. There's outdoor heating lamps.
I think I know where you're going with this.
There's outdoor heating lamps. No. There's outdoor heating lamps.
Okay.
And we're sitting on opposite sides. Now, in order to get the proper heating lamping, he has to sit on the inside with his back to the restaurant, and I have to sit on the outside with my back to the walkway behind us. So behind me is, I don't know, about 2 feet of space to walk by, and then a really nice brick wall that separates you from the parking lot. Okay?
Right.
Well, we sit down to eat our pastries, and now people are coming outside to smoke about 20 feet to the right. So even though my mask is on, I'm like, we got to move. So we moved about two tables down. Now, because the parking lot is right behind me, there's people smoking in the parking lot.
Okay.
We got to move again. So we moved down again. And again, I'm sitting on the outside. He's sitting on the inside. And people are walking by us. They're leaving after dinner. Okay?
Yep.
No problem. As they come out of the restaurant now, we've moved from being outside the bakery part. We're now closer to the exit to the restaurant. I would say it's maybe 20 feet to my left. His right. So as people come out, they have to walk behind me to get out to the entrance to the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I would say about eight people walk behind me, all wearing masks, no problem. Two guys and a woman come out. Oh, I want to say she's about 30. And I see she's not wearing her mask at all. No mask. The two of them have a mask on.
Right.
Okay. So my friend has his phone out and he's describing pictures to me. So rather than be a dick, I've decided I'm going to take my own safety into my own hands. As this maskless woman is walking towards me, I say, because she can hear me probably, hey, Jeff, let me see those pictures. So I walk around to his side of the table.
Yeah.
So I'm not near her when she walks by my chair. My chair is pushed out a little bit because I just got up, but there's still enough room for the two big guys in front of her to walk by. She then stops by my chair, turns to us, and pushes the chair in indignantly, like, your fucking chair's in my fucking way, right?
Yeah.
And then keeps going. So now I want to say something to her, but the two big guys are in front of her.
You're not going to say shit.
So not only is she not wearing a mask, which in my opinion in our neighborhood is a dick thing to do,
right?
But she has to move my chair so the queen can get her fat ass, which by the way it wasn't, I'm just saying that, get through the area that was already big enough for two very large men to walk by. Why would you think you needed to move the chair unless you're doing it deliberately, or she thought I got up because of her?
Whatever it is, it doesn't matter, right? I mean, the point is you got you got away from her, right?
Right, but she shouldn't move my chair. She had room.
I thought you were going in a different direction. I thought you were going to talk about how you guys had to sit on the same side of the table as one another. And you guys look like you guys were on a date.
but that brings me to my next topic. I need your help. First of all, you're Italian. Second of all, you speak English, which is good.
Well, you know, sort of.
Okay, when you add the suffix "ateria," right?
Like cafeteria.
But danceteria. If you went to a club, danceteria.
Well,
right, you'd think it was like a lot of dancing. If you saw like lampeteria, what would they sell there?
Lamps.
But like one lamp.
No, lampeteria means it's like a factory of lamps.
Right. So, ateria means like you assume it's a lot.
Teria,
if you went to like CD ateria, it's a store that sells like a crazy amount of CDs.
Right. This was 1995.
Right. Just popping into my head. Right. So, there's a gelato place at this location called
Gelateria.
Gelateria.
Yeah, but gelateria is.
Gelateria.
Gelateria is, it's like saying the word pizzeria. It's not a thing. It's just a word that's used.
Okay. So if you went to a pizzeria, you would expect them to have a lot of pizza, right? Yeah, pizza.
A gelateria means that they carry gelato. It doesn't mean, my mind wouldn't go to the teria in this grand sense.
Let me ask you a question. If you went to an ice cream shop, right? And they had one flavor of ice cream, one bucket. Would you consider that an ice cream place?
Hell
no.
Or
a guy with a bucket of ice cream?
That's fucking weird.
Right. So we think he
found some ice cream to sell, and he doesn't normally sell ice cream. And he just, hey, here.
So we went into the gelateria.
Yeah.
Figuring, like, when you go to most gelaterias, they've got a long counter like an ice cream store with 30 flavors.
Yeah.
This place, 8 flavors. In a little cart, like it'd be a street vendor.
So it'd be a gelateria, a gelateria.
I called it a gelateria. That's what I called it.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, to me,
you gotta have a lot of flavors to be a gelateria. You're not a teria.
You are a teria. I'll tell you why you're a teria.
No.
In this case, gelateria. In my mind, means you carry gelato. And if you carry 8 flavors.
You keep saying gelateria.
Gelateria.
It was gelateria. It's got a lot of in the middle. Gelateria.
Yeah, but a lot of places are named gelateria.
No, when you say a lot of places, do you mean a few places?
A lot.
So a lot.
A lot.
That's
of
what I want.
A lot of places
lot
are called gelateria.
But they shouldn't be. They should revoke their name license.
No, because it's like, again, it's like the word pizzeria. There's zillions of them and they come in all shapes and sizes.
Okay, but if you went into a pizza place and they had one slice, every day they made one slice.
Well,
a pizzeria.
There are pizzerias that just make one type of pie, and that's round, and either pepperoni or not, or get the fuck out.
That's not going to be a successful pizza place.
But there are.
That's a
95
cent slice. Yeah, that's.
I think you're getting the word part of the word confused with when it's used in a different form. Like when, like, yes, you said danceteria, cafeteria. Like
my point is I'm disappointed.
You were disappointed.
I feel like they got to step it up.
All right.
You're a pastry shop and you have cannolis and cookies and that's it. You're not really a pastry shop.
All right. So they had 8 flavors. Did you get stracciatella? There aren't too many.
Thank you. Stracciatella is my favorite flavor.
They didn't have
I yelled. They didn't have it.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Thank you.
That's bullshit.
Thank you.
Like one of the main flavors of gelato.
Thank you. Google stracciatella.
Stracciatella. It's like
stracciatella. It's like vanilla cream with chocolate. It's fantastic.
And what about, did they have like a
when
hazelnut?
When I went to the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Yeah.
In Pisa. And there's a gelateria right there. Tourist trap. What did I get? Stracciatella.
Okay.
That's the jam. That's the lo mein of Chinese restaurants. That's the lo mein of gelaterias, rather.
Stracciatella is a very popular. I feel like every gelateria needs to have.
Why can't you say gelateria?
Gelateria needs to have a little stracciatella.
Yes.
Have a gelata stracciatella.
Okay. So if you don't have stracciatella, you're not a gelateria. Right or wrong?
In this case, now they can
Thank
go
you.
Fuck themselves.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Scary and Brody.
Ding dong, Las Culturistas calling.
iHeart Podcast Awards 2023 Podcast of the Year, Las Culturistas, with SNL's Bowen Yang and comedian Matt Rogers.
There's stuff happening in 2024 that we really need to address.
Pop culture and huge guests, like the latest episode with
Dua Lipa.
The more I think about it, the more scared and nervous I get.
Listen to the newest episode of Las Culturistas with Dua Lipa and all episodes on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Las Culturistas to start listening.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus, where every week I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who were they? What made them so notorious? Why did the internet choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? I'll be talking to internet historians, experts, and yes, the main characters themselves to get a fuller picture. Because I think that even outside individual experiences, a character of the day tells us something about how the internet worked at that time and how the attention economy developed into the freaky three-headed dragon it is today. Together, we probably won't be able to properly log out, but we can take a walk down scary internet memory lane and see one day a little more clearly. Listen to 16th Minute of Fame starting May 7th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm still laughing from that list.
Yes.
You're right.
I'm sorry. You gotta, you know. So, you want to play a game show real quick?
Game show? Do we need some game show music?
No.
Oh, okay.
So,
do we need applause? It's the game show, everybody.
No. A few. Yes. Okay. So, when I go to visit my mom every weekend, mom says hi to all the slices, by the way.
What's up, mom?
We watched the Game Show Network for a couple hours because my mom's a game show nut. Like, you know, she's a whiz. She watches Jeopardy every night, and we watch the Game Show Network when I come to visit on a weekend for a couple hours. And so we watch Family Feud and we watch America Says. And I told you, it's very obvious when they want someone to win and when they want a family to lose or a group of people. And so let me tell you about a couple of game shows that I found to be a little sketchy. There's a game show called Common Knowledge, I think.
Okay.
Don't tweet me, but it's Joey Fatone, and I think it's called Common Knowledge, and they ask you questions that a common person should know. It's not one of your more difficult game shows, okay? And they give you a multiple choice, and the three of you on a team have to lock in your answers, and if you get the most right, you get the question, you get the points right, something to that effect. Right? The most of you, your team will get more points if you all get the answer right. So there was a team called the Mommy Bloggers. The Mommy Bloggers. Three women, middle-aged women, I don't know, 40 maybe, that's middle-aged these days. And, oh, what do? We're Mommy Bloggers. Already you want to, like, they're all like Karens. You want to slap them. But what do you do? Joey Fatone, our boy, says, what do you do? He says, oh, we write mommy blogs about parenting and raising children and fun things to do on, you know, if you're home with your kids, you know, that kind of thing. Products to buy, yada, yada, yada. Okay. One of the questions to these three women who write a mommy blog was, how should you put a newborn baby to bed? Now, Scary, you don't have a newborn baby. You never have. You may never have one.
I have an answer.
Here are the three choices. Oh. Asked. Now, I thought this was rigged. I thought this was rigged where if they asked us, you and I are on the game show and we're the radio guys, and they ask us a radio question, right? They're mommy bloggers, right? They got one job. That's what they do for a living. Here's the question. How should you put a newborn baby to bed? A, swaddle her. B, cover her with blankets. C, place on her side.
I'm going to say A.
A, swaddle her.
Swaddle her.
The woman in the middle of the three said, place her on her side. The answer is swaddle her.
Okay.
So the reason you swaddle your baby, swaddle, which means wrap them tightly in like a cocoon of blankets. They teach you how to do
because
it.
Because it's like they're going back into the womb and they go to sleep.
Well, it makes them comfortable, but it also keeps them from moving or rolling over.
Yeah.
And God forbid, right. See, you know, going on their
not
face
even
and suffocating.
That's parent 101. Right. Gotcha.
So this woman, shit, you're a fucking mommy blogger. They served up the question to you on a platter, and you didn't know how to...
And she says, on the side.
And she has multiple children.
Oof.
Did you not swaddle your kids?
I guess she didn't.
Okay. Now let's go to Family Feud.
Let's not, please. Let's change the subject.
No, come on, Scary.
What are you talking about? Okay, so Family Feud,
You know the first round when they have like, bring up Mike and Maria.
Well, dude, that show is funny. They just looking for sexual innuendo answers in every single one of them. The Steve Harvey.
So the question was, they asked the two families, and you ever see like when neither one gets it, they ask the second person for the family?
Always.
Okay, in this one, they got to the fourth person. They got all the way down to the end before anyone got an answer. The question was, now you remember the baby Jesus? The three wise men brought frankincense and myrrh. That's the story, right? So the question was from Steve Harvey, if three sensible women went to the baby Jesus,
yeah,
what would they bring? So Scary, you're up there. It's your answer. What would three sensible women bring to the birth of a child instead of frankincense and myrrh?
I don't know, Brody. You know, this is bad. This is terrible. I don't know. I'm not following along here. I really
Scary, you're on Family Feud.
Yeah.
You're on Family Feud. Scary, what would three sensible women bring to the birth of a baby?
I don't know.
Oh my God, you can't go on. So make a note, every slices. He can't go on Family Feud.
Yeah, but
so
I don't think anybody's following this. I gotta be honest.
Everybody's following
it. Nobody's following shit.
Scary, it's an easy question.
Okay,
what would a woman bring to a baby shower?
A gift.
Okay, so the first woman says myrrh. Why would a woman bring myrrh if the wise men brought myrrh?
Oh my God. I don't know. Brody, I don't understand what this reference is. What is myrrh? What is this?
Okay, are you not Christian? Do you not know that the three wise men brought frankincense and myrrh? Even if you don't know what that means.
No. I've never heard this in my life. Okay. I swear to God, Brody, I don't know where we're going with this.
I'm Jewish.
Now it's times like this. I wish we had a script. I wish we rehearsed this podcast. I don't know what's going on here. I don't know what is happening. This is like completely, you're speaking another language at this point.
Wait a minute. It's Family Feud. I don't understand how you don't understand Family Feud.
I just don't understand these examples you're giving.
Okay. The other woman from the other family said what she would bring to the baby Jesus was Jesus. That you understand it's a bad answer, right?
You're talking about nonsense television that is, you see shit like this all the time. What's the point?
It was funny that the woman's answer to what would you bring the baby Jesus, she'd bring Jesus. That's what she said. Okay. Can I give you one more question? I want your opinion on this. It's easy. Even you can understand this.
Oh, God.
The question was,
yeah,
what does a woman fantasize about hitting her husband with? That was the topic.
A pot, a pan? I don't know.
Okay.
Scary,
stop getting stressed.
I'm way stressed because I don't want to think this hard.
Scary, I'm not asking you for answers. I'm asking you to listen to the question. The question was, what does a woman fantasize about hitting her husband with? My point is,
penis. I don't know.
Okay, so I'm going to give you the answers and then I'm going to ask you a question. So shush. They answered a skillet, a baseball bat, a rolling pin, her fist, a divorce lawsuit, a car. She's fantasizing about hitting her husband with a car and a giant rubber dong. That's what people answered as the top 100 people surveyed. They want to hit their husband with their car. Imagine if the question was what a man fantasizes about hitting his wife with and they answered a fist. That's my point. How can you ask a question like that? And it's okay that you ask a woman.
Because it's okay for that going in that direction. It's just not okay in the other direction.
Right. Then it's so domestic how do you like abuse. Knowing your woman fantasizes about running you over with her car and hitting you with a baseball bat?
Brody, I don't know the answer to these questions. You're asking
rhetorical.
These are hypothetical. Of course they are. But what I'm saying is you're trying to pose a double standard for Family
Feud. That's what I'm saying about Family Feud and all these women.
It's allowed.
Like,
it's allowed, though. It's permissible. But we've seen it all in society that it's okay that way.
I don't want to get beaten up. I don't think that's.
Never said it was, but this is not a fun topic to begin with. I'm sorry.
We'll go back to nose picking. Sorry.
At least I got the answer right. I said penis, rubber
yes.
dong, same thing.
Yes, and you also swaddled your baby.
I'm
sorry.
Don't apologize.
I just can't believe you never heard of frankincense and myrrh, that the three wise men
This is, I don't care about frankincense and myrrh. I don't care. I don't care about any of this bullshit. I really don't.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I wish I was on board with you, but I'm not. I love you. I just,
I love
you know,
too.
All right.
I got me upset. I got all worked up. I guess I shouldn't have.
It's okay. It's all right. It's okay.
We can go back to talking about gelato.
I'm going to beat myself over the head with my fucking broken microphone right now.
No, have your girlfriend hit you with it? That's fine.
Meanwhile, I went to Miami.
Right.
You know.
Yep.
I didn't
hobnob with the big shots.
Came back, and I meant to tell you that when I was on the flight, there was a lady. I talked about this on the big show very briefly. There was a woman in front, you know, in the front side of the curtain, you know, in first class. After
right.
everybody boards the plane, she makes her appearance in first class to take like row one, seat A, like the front. It's like, here I am, ta-da, I'm coming in at the last minute.
Okay.
She comes on with three bags. There was no room at this point in the overhead compartments. She threw.
She's supposed to board first, right? First class.
You would think, but no. She's a prima donna. She's a princess, whatever. And she was late for the flight. Wasn't even. She was like, you know what? I'm going to come at the last second, kind of swoop in there, and then they close the doors, and then we leave. Right. The only problem is, you should check your bags if you're going to do it that way. Because,
right, but she had a bit of a sense of entitlement.
Well,
it sounds like.
Oh, she did. She had three bags with her, and she was so fucking angry because. She put the flight attendants through such hell, and I give them a lot of credit because they put up with a lot of her bullshit for about 5 to 10 minutes because they were like, well, there's no room in the overhead, so you're going to have to do a gate check right now, which all that means is we're going to remove your bags from this flight.
Right? Yep, and you have to go to the carousel hell afterwards, right?
Nope. A gate check.
Oh, they leave a fee on the ramp, right.
A gate check is on the ramp. It's like, right, we're just going to leave it right here. We're just going to send it right down to the side of the plane, and then it'll be the first one back up. You don't have to...
Yeah, it's fine. No problem.
She's
there.
Like, I have valuable things in there. You don't understand. I'm like... Excuse me, bitch.
Watch,
no,
apparently.
First of all, nobody's gonna steal your shit. Okay?
Well, they are. If she's yelling, she has valuable shit. They're going to.
But the thing is, what a moron! I mean, it's going. The stuff is going. All it's gonna do is just gonna go right down the little thing. She could watch it as they load it onto the plane, and then it's the first bag up. So she's got no leg to stand on there. But I could not believe that someone like of her stature or someone that. You know, should know
well,
better.
Someone who bougie enough to fly first class.
I was about to
no
say
offense.
She looks like she flies first class a lot. So
well, then she knows the rules.
She knows the rules. Well,
like
they would
entitlement. Like, of course, you know what happened though, Scary. Ugh. Somebody from the back of the plane may have put their luggage up front.
No, because what they do is they keep those compartments closed.
So they personally load them for you?
No, they keep those compartments closed until the first class people get on the plane.
Oh, see, I wouldn't know that. I sit in the back.
Yeah, well, they. Yeah. So anyway, the point is, if you're gonna,
how did you see all this from the back of the plane, Scary? This is interesting.
I was in row seven. I was right behind the curtain.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was sitting. I was the first row. I had the legroom seat.
Oh,
know?
I liked that. Yeah,
the bulk,
nice.
The bulkhead. Yeah, I had that.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I was just a big F you to her. I mean, there's a lot of F yous on this podcast, don't you think?
Yeah, you got to watch your language. Yeah.
All right. We got to take a quick break, and we have some more things.
Yeah, we're not going to argue as much, I think, coming back.
You don't think so?
I think you'll be more supportive.
You think so?
Nah.
Ah.
Hit it.
Exactly.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast with Brody and Scary.
Ding dong, Las Culturistas calling.
iHeart Podcast Awards 2023 Podcast of the Year, Las Culturistas, with SNL's Bowen Yang and comedian Matt Rogers.
There's stuff happening in 2024 that we really need to address.
Pop culture and huge guests, like the latest episode with
Dua Lipa!
The more I think about it, the more scared and nervous I get.
Listen to the newest episode of Las Culturistas with Dua Lipa and all episodes on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Las Culturistas to start listening.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus, where every week I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who were they? What made them so notorious? Why did the internet choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? I'll be talking to internet historians, experts, and yes, the main characters themselves to get a fuller picture. Because I think that even outside individual experiences, a character of the day tells us something about how the internet worked at that time and how the attention economy developed into the freaky three-headed dragon it is today. Together, we probably won't be able to properly log out, but we can take a walk down scary internet memory lane and see one day a little more clearly. Listen to 16th Minute of Fame starting May 7th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, that was bumpy. I think if you sat through that, it was bumpy.
Was it turbulence?
I think I let you down. I don't know. I feel like I let myself down.
What did you leave? You didn't lead anybody down.
I don't know. I thought you knew Murr. All right. And by the way, Murr is from the Impractical Jokers. You know,
yeah,
Murr from the...
That's the only Murr that I know.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on here.
All right. Can I call you out for something? Speaking of the bougie woman on the plane from before the commercial break.
Mm-hmm.
You texted me something, and it kind of threw me, but our audience will understand when I tell them the story. We have listeners, wonderful listeners to the Elvis Duran Morning Show, and of course, the Brooklyn Boys podcast, who often wanted, you know, free shit for us. Send us something nice.
Yep.
So we had a company reach out to us. I believe it's, should I give the name of the company now?
Are we doing free shit for us? I guess that's a yes. Hello? Brody, now it's your microphone. I love it. This podcast is full of technical issues. If this is your first time listening to the Brooklyn Boys podcast, I just want to let everybody know now. If this is a... No edits. This is... We just go.
Okay.
Brooklyn Boys podcast.
It's a stupid microphone. The cord that comes out of the microphone that plugs into
the computer.
I was
letting people know that we don't have this many bumps in the road normally.
Not normally. Welcome to the podcast. Okay.
All right, so yes, as you were
company,
saying.
Regency Office Furniture, really nice upscale furniture.
Am I playing the jingle?
Oh, yeah, play the jingle.
The Brooklyn Boys, they love the gifty stuff.
Free shit for us. That's right. Yep. You can always send us free shit for us.
We have not gotten a lot of free shit of late. Just a little side
free
note.
Shit for us.
You want to send us stuff? You want us to, you know, mention your company or a product
free
you like? You send it to us.
Yeah,
there's
if
no
you
rules
want
here on the podcast, if you want,
you could send it to. Send it to in care of Z100 Radio. 32 Avenue of the Americas.
Or 32 6th Avenue.
Same thing. New York City, 10013.
Attention, Skeery Jones, S-K-E-E-R-Y, Jones.
Yeah, and then I will pass the other half of it on to Brody when I see him.
Eventually, yes, absolutely.
Because Brody's at his house. I'm still going in every day for the big show.
Yes,
okay.
He is.
So, right. We have some free shit.
So, Regency Office Furniture, I want to make sure I get the name right. But they said, hey, we're big listeners, and a few of you guys have complained about working on crappy chairs from your home, which, you know, we are. I'm sitting on a crappy wooden folding chair, and it's very uncomfortable.
Have I ever complained about the chair that I'm sitting on, ever?
No, you haven't complained. Okay. I'll give you that. You haven't complained.
Okay.
However, they emailed me. They gave me a little DM, and they said, hey, we'd love to send you guys chairs. We love the show. It's the least we can do. It's regencyof.com, right?
Regency as fuck? AF?
No, OF. Oh. Regencyof.com.
Gotcha.
It's also mynichefurniture.com and rgsfurniture.com.
Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor. So I said, great. They said, do us a favor. Get us a list of the people on the show that would like a chair. We would love to send you a chair. We'll give you a couple of models to choose from, whatever. So I took the helm. And I said, I'll email the 8 or 9 people that are working on the show that could use a chair.
Why now, are you Skeery, beefing with me about this?
Well, now Skeery works from home, like on this podcast. And I don't know what kind of chair he has. I assume a fancy $30,000 chair, but
to go with
everyone,
my $17 million audio equipment?
That's correct. I don't know why you say it so much. It's not funny. Okay. So I sent everybody, and so 7 of the 8 people got back to me.
Yep.
I'm sorry, 6 of the 8 people got back to me. Nate never responds to emails. I said, Skeery, I texted him. I was like, hey, I need your response. Which chair you want? And he said, I'm out. No interest. And I said, why? And he wrote back, okay, now this is, not only is he bougie, listen to the wording. My apartment has a white motif, and I have the perfect white office chair. So I wrote back, to match your white belt? What a douche. You have a white office chair, and who says they have a white motif besides the woman in first class who couldn't get her luggage in the overhead?
Okay. I have a small but humble apartment, okay? I have limited space.
No apartment with a motif is humble.
I don't have a fucking den. I don't have a basement. I don't even have another room. I just have a living room and a bedroom. And the bedroom is full of my furniture. And the living room, every space in the living room has stuff. In fact... Okay, you want me to go bougie on you?
Yeah.
The white chair that I'm sitting in right now,
part of
which,
motif,
by the way, is the most comfortable chair I've ever sat in my life.
Next to the chairs we're going to get from Regency, I'm sure.
Hold
it's
on.
Fine. Okay.
Replaces the other white chair that I had just one small space in my apartment for, sitting on the other side of the room. And that office rolly chair was an Ames EAMES chair. You could look it up. And this one I saw on the nightly news, Lester Holt was sitting in it. Oh. And I'm like, I need that fucking chair. So this chair, this white chair replaced the white chair I'm staring at the other side of my apartment.
So this is the bougie chair that replaced the bougie chair.
So my point is, and I'm telling you right now as I'm sitting here,
yeah,
and I am sitting in my white leather chair.
White motif leather chair.
That I don't need another chair. I'm good. First of all, I have nowhere to put it.
No, that's fine.
Second of all, it's probably going to be black and ergonomic like every other office desk. No offense to this company, but I know what office chairs look like. They're black and they have that ergonomic mesh.
This one's got a curved back with lumbar support.
But it's black. It's not white, is it?
It's not white because it's douchey.
Now, I don't want to seem ungrateful, but I have a white speaker sitting next to me. Okay, a white speaker. Hold on.
I feel like you need diversity in your life, my friend.
Hold on. I have a white.
You said you were woke.
I have a white credenza. I have a white credenza. Hold on.
Okay.
I have a white turntable. I have white Sonos system. All my speakers are white. All of them.
Right. Mention your friends now.
I have a white lamp. I have two white lamps. I have a white marble table. And I have two white cabinets that sit on either side of my black TV because, that's what you got.
Right. And what about your housekeeper?
And I have white shades. I have white Hunter Douglas shades.
Okay, name dropper. Then you could just say I have white shades.
No. My point is, and I don't think I'm being unreasonable.
Okay.
I have a white motif in my very small but humble apartment.
Yes.
So to put a big black chair in the middle of all of it to replace...
Huge.
It will. First of all, I will don't want to part with this chair.
You know what? You know what color goes really well with white?
White.
Black. Black goes with white. You matched white with white.
White's great. White is right.
Dude, you...
In this case.
you better be careful, my friend.
I'm not... You, even, I like my white motif.
No, I understand that. I understand it, but, you know, it's 2021. I think you should have like a, you know, I think you should have motifs of all colors. That's what I'm saying.
What I'm telling you, I have black accent things in my apartment. I do.
You know what? Don't do a black accent. That's offensive. You should not do that.
My desk is black.
Oh, now you're not like, oh yeah, all my furniture is black. You're one of those people. I have furniture that's black.
I have furniture that's black.
No, you're still a furniture racist. I'm sorry. It's terrible.
I will tell you that I appreciate the offer.
No, I understand.
Once again,
it was just
I appreciate the fact
you used the word motif. All you had to say was, I don't need the chair. All you had to say was, I'm going to have a chair.
But I
be like, it doesn't go with my white motif. It's a bit bougie. Nobody speaks that way.
Some people do.
I can't afford to hang out with those people.
Okay, I'm going to use the word theme. It's because the theme.
No, nobody has a theme.
Theme is a synonym.
Okay.
Theme is a synonym for motif, and it's a less bougier version.
You know what else is? Shit. It doesn't match my shit. That's how people speak. I wouldn't look good with the rest of my shit. That's how people talk.
But I don't want to reduce the things in my apartment to shit.
Slices, you know what I'm talking about. If somebody wants to give you a couch, you go, it doesn't match the rest of my shit.
But I don't also want to classify. I don't want to classify the chair as shit either.
No, well, but I'm saying the stuff in your house, you go, it doesn't match the rest of my crap. You have to have a name on your house. Your house has to have a name to have a motif. It's just, that's first class housey stuff. I'm a regular guy. I'm a man of the people. I'm blue collar. I take the chair because I'm sitting on a folding chair right now next to a broken washing machine.
Plus, you have the space.
How about that?
Brody, you have like 2-3 levels to your house.
I don't have a lot of space. Listen to this. I'm sitting next to a broken washing machine.
But you're,
which is in front of the regular
Brody,
washing machine.
But you have space in your house. I have one room.
I have one room in this house. I have kids everywhere. Believe me, I don't have as much room as you think.
I appreciate the offer.
All right.
Okay. I love it. I'm sure it's in a wonderful chair. I'm sure it's fine quality.
It's a great chair.
But the fact of the matter is I spent a lot of money on the last chair, which I'm staring at in the other side of the room, and I spent more money for this chair to replace that chair. Mm-hmm. I love this chair more than the other chair, and both chairs I can't part with because that other chair is friggin' awesome also. Right. I don't need a third. I don't have any room for it.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, so
I think it's very nice of you not to take the free chair and sell it or whatever.
I'm not going to do that. What do you think I am, Brody?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. And I'm not selling the chair. I will be podcasting in that chair and doing the morning show from that chair.
I can't wait
for the chair.
As you should. All right.
Can't wait.
We are way over here, and I don't know what you want to do, but I didn't... Well, all right. Never mind.
You want to read some email, and then we'll get out of here? I have some free dessert stories.
We can.
And I'm going to save my...
Tell you what. We're going to
save my long stuff for next week.
We'll save email for next week. All right.
You're sad.
I'm not sad.
Sad. You know what? The game show thing threw you. You don't know if the murr is. I get it.
I'm feeling...
Your microphone broke. I think that threw you off.
I feel stupid. I don't know. I can't...
And contagious?
I think we should quit while we're ahead.
Oh, damn it. I was starting to enjoy this.
What did you... Did you have a free dessert story? Did you have a story of hope? Because I don't.
I have some free dessert stories from listeners. I would share with you. Janovic, our boy Janovic, he said, I bought a cookware set. One of the lids arrived with a defect. I got 25% off, plus a $20 gift certificate from Amazon. Also, I emailed the manufacturer, and a replacement lid is on the way. Free dessert for Janovic. So good for him.
Okay.
Let's see. Melody Estes. She says, I listen to your podcast when I sleep now.
That's not
good. When she falls asleep.
I got
free dessert last night when a restaurant gave me a horrible steak and a cold potato. They replaced everything and gave me actual free dessert. Now, that is the ultimate free dessert because that's where my theory of free dessert came from. If they ruin your steak, they got to give you the steak and free dessert.
Okay, I got some mail.
We're about done yet.
Mail time. And
I got one more.
And it.
That sounds like it's mail time.
Welcome. You've got mail.
Okay, was this, was this mail or is this a tweet?
It's a tweet from By Sheldon, B.Y. Sheldon. Brooklyn boys, my Home Depot spa finally arrived 9 months late. Remember, mine was 2 months late or whatever. Thanks, David Brody, for giving me the courage to negotiate. I got it at 45% off the original cost, plus free stairs for the spa.
Free stairs?
Free dessert. How about that?
Nice. You can always email us at thebrooklynboyspodcast@gmail.com.
Yep.
Jamie Fazina writes, hey, guys. So, apparently, Sebastian Maniscalco, the comedian, pronounces the word, well, C-A-S-H-E-W-S, like Skiri and Michael Rappaport. I don't know if I say cashews.
No, you say cashews.
Cashews.
Right.
Well, I don't know if you listen to the Pete and Sebastian show, but in their latest episode, about 59 minutes in, he says cashews, just like Skiri and Michael Rappaport. I thought it was so funny, I thought I'd share. Have a great week, Slice for Life, Brooklyn boys. Right. Thank you, Jamie. Catherine Watson asks for help here. Hope everything is going well. Wanted to drop in and say hi, ask for help on something. My family and I were super excited to have our new fence installed today. My mom went out to see how everything was when they told her they installed the wrong fence. How do we handle this? We need free dessert.
It's offensive.
Hi-o. That's from Katie. Can't wait for the new episode. And she's been listening to old ones on repeat. We always like that. So apparently it looks like that they have not had a solution to this, Brody. I mean, it's obvious they got to do something.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I would definitely run it up the chain.
Yeah.
And, that now if they installed the wrong fence, you got to get, not only a discount on the regular fence, but something for your time. They probably chewed up your backyard. The next fence may not line up exactly with the holes they dug for this fence. You got to make sure they fill that in. Yeah, that's some bad shit. That's some free dessert coming your way. Absolutely.
And you got to get some money knocked off the price. It's not just a replacement.
Right, thinking gift card and a discount.
Because yeah, remember, they're wasting your time on that. That should have been done.
Time is money. Everyone knows that.
Now, a correction here from, well, it's not even a correction, I guess. Maybe we got it. We almost got it right. Stephen Ting. We did a swag shout out for Christine last week, right? So he writes, hi guys, got such a kick out of the shout out to my wife, Christine Leung, which is pronounced Leung.
I said Leung, didn't I?
You guys were very close. Oh, anyway.
Is it Leung?
Yeah. Well, he bought her a sweatshirt. The sweatshirt was a surprise birthday gift this past Sunday. It was a hit. I love it. Oh, and then he got it. Anyway, Steve and Christina from exit 135 on the Garden State Parkway, Clark Westfield exit, Slices for Life. Slices for Life's. And he has a picture of him in the gray property of hoodie. Very nice. All right.
And, where do you find that gray hoodie, Skiri?
You can go to our merch store, brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
That's brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
Now, I will say this. Keep that bookmarked because in the coming weeks,
uh-huh,
we're going to be rolling out some old classics, yep, and some sizes. new designs.
Absolutely.
We may have those snapback Brooklyn Boys hats coming at you.
Did I just tease that?
I
don't know if we should have said that. Okay.
I think that's definitely on the list, okay, amongst other things.
Well, speaking of merchandise, T-Daddy, TSS3020 Troy, yep, on Twitter, thought it would arrive. It would take a while to arrive, but it actually arrived in a few days. Yes, we ship out merchandise very quickly.
We say like a long time just because that, right, we have to cover our asses. The truth of the matter is the turnaround time on this shit, yeah, is usually like 24 to 48 hours.
Right. Was super excited when I got home to find I got my package. He put a picture up of his package. No. He put up what was in the package. I'm sorry. There's a picture of him wearing the blue Brooklyn Boys shirt and the blue Brooklyn Boys hoodie. So thank you, Troy, for your purchase.
This is from Chi-Town 86, Snow People Porn. What?
Oh, yeah. We talked about...
Yep.
Yeah. Snow People. Was it Canada or Alaska? Someplace cold. Doesn't matter. Because it's already a week ago. I forgot. Where they made sexual positions out of snow.
Very funny.
Right.
Okay. They were ice sculptors, or snowmen or women that were just, you know, like the snow woman was on her knees and the guy and the snowman had a dick, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah. Anyway, listening to Brooklyn Boys podcast, you were talking about the snow people porn in Alaska and Canada. You said google.com/images, and although I wasn't disappointed, you were wrong. There's every type of snow porn except the type you were talking about. Just so apparently they were looking for the specific sculptures we were talking about.
Right.
The snow blowjob, I guess, right? Anyway, if you do a Google for it, you will see so many examples. Just wanted to give you guys the heads up. Slice for life. Keep up the awesome work. Thank you. And let's see. Donnie Neely. Slice for life here. Been down since episode one from the big state of Montana. Just wanted to give a huge shout out to you guys and let you know this. I listened to a few podcasts and you guys by far are my top. I like Joe Rogan's thing, but you guys are my number one. Also, what's up with all the Montana hate? Come visit.
Who hated Montana?
Come visit and judge. I'm thinking you're going to love it. Peace. And love and chicken grease. That's from Don Juan, but it's Donnie Neely. Now, apparently, we might have shit on Montana in a previous episode.
I thought we
shit
on Wyoming. I don't think we shit on Montana.
I think he's right. But I think he's going back to an older episode.
Oh, did I say they shouldn't have two senators? Or did I say...
We've never been there. So we can't really...
Listen, I hear Montana's beautiful. Big sky country. David Letterman has a ranch there that I hear is magnificent. I just would feel... You know how people get claustrophobic?
Yeah.
In small... I feel like I would get the opposite of claustrophobic, being in a place with so much room where I have to drive 2 hours to get to the general store. I couldn't deal
with it. Anyway, we're not hating. We love you. We love every part of this country.
Every state, America's great.
Yeah.
And every state's different. It's what you're used to. I'm sure if I went to Montana, I would see the mountains and the sky, and I would think it was beautiful. I just couldn't stay there very long. I need a pizza place every 100 yards.
Sure. Now, Jolie McKeon wrote to us on the produce bag solution. It was listening to the latest episode about not being able to open produce bags because when
of course
you're in
I can't lick my fingers because of the, you know, the corona.
Yeah, and you have a mask on and you're in a store. You can't, you know, when you, So anyway, I had a similar problem. I was telling my mom about it, and she said she grabs her bag, heads over to any produce items, carrots, peppers, that has a light mister on it that was just sprayed with water, brushes her finger so gently on the item. That's disgusting. Yeah. And then you touch your produce bag and bam, you can open the bag. And meanwhile, you wiped your dirty fucking filthy fingers on the peppers.
Right. Okay. So if
I like the fact that Jolie poses the solution that her mom had.
Okay. So if you go to my my Instagram, at David Brody, you'll see a picture I posted last week after this last episode of the podcast. It's a cartoon of people struggling to open up bags. And in all the comments, it's people with suggestions. Spray your, rub sanitizer on your hand and then open the bags. Go to the lettuce where the lettuce is usually wet. Go to, now I don't remember, Scary, do we have misters on the vegetables in our supermarkets?
I do at the one at the Morton Williams where I am. Yes.
Oh, the Morton Williams with what's the motif at Morton Williams? Bougie.
By the way, they're timed misters. They're not always on. Sometimes they'll do like a, it's like watering your grass. Like it's on like a timer. They usually do it in the morning before you get there.
Didn't Time Misters sing, Don't You Forget About Me?
No, that was Simple Minds. Mr. saying Kyrie Eleison.
Oh, Kyrie Eleison down the road. Yeah, okay, yeah. So Mr. So I've never noticed a Mr. So everyone was like, oh, you should just go over to the Mr. and get moisture. And I'm like, there's no Mr. in ShopRite. But I guess there must be, and I never noticed it. I just assumed that was like Midwestern.
Oh, no. If you look closely at the tops of where the lights are, usually these little spigots.
Right, right. So one woman wrote, fuck it, I lick my fingers, I don't care.
Yeah.
Now, it's funny, but I don't think you should do that.
Now,
because you touch another fruit.
Now, there's one thing that I just noticed. And if you follow us on Twitter, at the Brooklyn Boys, I retweeted some guy. I feel so bad for the poor schlub. He's not going to hear this for a while. But he's like, hey, just started following your podcast. Love it. I'm up to episode number 8. Can't wait to find out what the resolution on the steak dinner. I said, don't worry, a resolution is coming really soon. And I put all the smiley faces and I retweeted it because
That's hilarious.
Whoever that is,
Well, I guess he must be, because he asked me.
We should have the listeners, like, fuck with him, because he's not going to hear this.
No, don't tell him. Don't
he's
tell
listening
him.
In order, though.
I know, but
he thinks that he's going to get, like, episode 10, there's going to be a solution to the steak dinner thing.
He tweeted at me and said, I'm up to episode 5, love the podcast. Hey, how did that work out? Did you ever get your steak dinner? Like, what episode? I don't want to miss it. Like, okay.
Yeah. So he says, I'm up to number 8. I'm like, oh, don't you worry. A resolution is coming.
It's coming. Good luck. By the way, it's weird to us that, like, new people. Like, first of all, I'm surprised that they've not listened for 3 years, but I'm thrilled they are. But to me, like, listening to episode 5 is like listening to, is like looking at your homework from fourth grade. Like, it's so long ago for us, and I don't remember a lot of it. But we sound different. The flow is different. You used to understand game show analogies back then.
Shut up,
it was
dick.
All very different. But, like, stuff, now that you're catching up, like, this guy's catching up, he's got a hell of a journey ahead of him.
He really does.
But, yeah, the steak dinner thing was hilarious.
That was, I can't wait.
I do want to read one last
thing.
And
by the way, don't give it away, Slices. Don't let him off the hook. If anything, lead him on. Tell him it's coming soon.
Let him know that Scary has yet to buy me a steak dinner. Don't tell him. Okay, so this guy would fit perfectly in your house. His name is Austin White. So if it right in with your motif.
Okay, great.
Austin _White_2. This is an example of a great slice who saw something funny, and he sent us a picture. It says, is it chocolate? Is it sardines? Nobody knows. It's a box. It's a can. It's a container. It says dark chocolate shaped sardines.
Oh, yeah,
so
we saw this.
Sardines shaped like dark chocolate?
Yeah.
Dark chocolate shaped sardines.
I think it's dark chocolate. It's
sardines.
Sardines.
It's chocolate shaped sardines.
Right, exactly.
But it says dark chocolate shaped sardines.
Yeah.
But that would mean that there's sardines shaped like dark chocolate.
Right.
Which is not a thing. I just thought that was very, very funny, and it made me think for a while. Then we got a sign from, I hope I remember who the sign was from.
I had one too.
Forgive me. It said, caution, hot children must be supervised at all times. Thank you. Right. It was in a restaurant. Caution, and hot is in red. Caution, hot children must be supervised at all times.
Yeah.
So does that mean the ugly children can get burned? Because Scary and I would never supervise as kids, so I feel like, because we're not hot. So there's a comma missing. I'll post it on my Instagram. Caution, it should say, and then the next sentence should be, it should say, caution, hot, period. Children must be, yep, okay, so that's a good grammar police right there. Caution, hot children.
And, I don't know, also Alejandro Ortiz wrote to us on Instagram. You follow at the Brooklyn Boys on Instagram. He sent us Casey's Shapizza. He has a picture, a close-up of the slice with pepperoni, and he writes Casey's SH Pizza, like shit pizza. Now, didn't we talk about Casey's or no?
Oh, what, is that the gas station pizza in Iowa?
Yeah.
Okay, we have to try it at
some
point.
We have to try it because we're hearing it's not as sure as...
It's much better. Yeah. It's not as sure as we think.
And next week, can we talk about pineapple on pizza and also this other place that's doing the Fruit Loops, the Fong's Pizza in Des Moines, Iowa?
We'll talk about that.
We'll talk about that next week.
By the way, I'm not going to tell you who it was. Let's just give a little tease. We met with a client today.
Potential.
Who might want to advertise with us, potential client, who wanted us to talk about our podcast. And part of it was we had to talk about the fact that we do talk about pizza a lot on the podcast. And then we're like, yeah, we talk about it all the time. It just comes up. So it's funny. We're talking about pizza.
Yeah.
Because we told the client we always talk about pizza. And we do. So
I'm yawning. And not because I'm bored, because I've been up for 20 hours.
And plus, you're in such a comfortable chair.
I am. I'm going to fall asleep right here.
The boys from...
You know what? I would take the extra chair and sell it.
Brooklyn! The boys from Brooklyn! Brooklyn! The boys from Brooklyn!
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. For a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown, Sleep Tight Stories.